His grandfather's hat is too big for his head, but Ben tries it on just the same. It fits him too quick, which oft times has been said with regard to his grandfather's fame. It was bought long ago, and it makes a pretty show in this jolly hard cider campaign. But it don't fit even a little bit on Benjamin Harrison's brain.
Lost Radio Rounders is an acclaimed acoustic American roots duo who recently released the 15-song album Politics and Patriots that shines a light on campaign songs from George Washington to FDR. The disc features Tom Lindsay and Michael Eck playing over 24 different instruments, and both gentlemen join us on the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to point out, Joe, that I was just playing banjo on the track you heard, and the fact is I'm an unlicensed banjo player, so.
In comparison to Alan, is he licensed?
Alan's had a license for a long time.
Okay, all right.
And just, I wouldn't say otherwise.
Okay, just checking. The Combo is taking the show on the road, playing many dates in 7 counties and 2 states during the run-up to Election Day. Lost Radio Rounders will begin its official Politics and Patriots tour with a special record release concert at 7 o'clock on Thursday. That's this Thursday at Mabee Farm Historic Site in Rotterdam. And again, gentlemen, it's very nice to have you on the program. How did this whole project come about?
Well, it came about because we played a program of songs from New York State last summer at the Mabee Farm in Rotterdam Junction. And a woman there, their director, Mary Zawacki, said to us as we were leaving, "Hey, you know, next year's an election year. Have you got a program about that?" And we said, "Yeah, yeah, we do.
Yes, we do." Matter of fact.
Little did you know.
So, little did we know.
That this would be
the thing.
The election, yes. Sure. Yeah. So, and then when it came to putting together the album, did that all just sort of fall into place rather? I'm not going to insinuate that any of this is easy, but relatively easy.
Relatively easy. Tom and I met years ago as part of a recording project. So Tom's always worked in recording. And so what we did was we set up the gear at my house upstairs and we recorded the album at home, which that's part of the great thing of this digital revolution. Evolution is artists are able to make records on their own in a way they didn't used to. And Tom went through, picked songs. We picked what kind of parts would go on there, and he recorded the whole thing, and I think did a mighty fine job.
And as far as the songs, what goes into those and to getting all of this history right?
Well,
and,
it
and
is
figuring it out.
Well, because what Michael and I do is different than a lot of groups. We do themed musical historical programs. This is our primary program for this year. But if you look on our website, LostRadioRounders.com, you'll see a dozen other programs that we do. So we have two sides of the coin. We collect the songs and we collect the historical information to give them context. And so in this case, the song sources were two primary ones, and we acknowledge the folks actually in the thank yous in the CD. Irwin Silber, tremendous collector of American songs, who wrote the songbook for the collected the songbook for the Civil War, also did a book of songs of political songs by the name of
Songs America Voted By.
And then Oscar Brand, a wonderful folk musician and folk historian who recently passed away.
Just passed on Friday, and he was, as Joe may know, a great radio personality as well. Passed away at 98.
But Oscar Brand had a couple of CDs, albums at the time. I think you can get them as CDs now, that he did of political songs. So those two things, Irwin Silber, Oscar Brand, those are two fellows who we have to thank for gathering a lot of this information. But the key to all this is that back in the day, politicians would issue these little pamphlets called songsters. And the songsters would have sets of lyrics about how great their guy is and how bad the other guy is. And at the bottom, it would always say, to the melody of Auld Lang Syne, to the melody of Oh Susanna, to the melody of Yankee Doodle. So they would use popular melodies of the day. And one of the beautiful things about this program is if you come to it, you may say, well, I've never heard a campaign song for William Henry Harrison. Well, maybe you haven't, but you've probably heard the melody that, mm-hmm. that was used for it.
One of the things I think that makes us unique, Joe, is there are other groups out there who do theme programs and such, but we do generally a little more research than we need to just because we get carried away with it and we enjoy it. What that means is that each of these shows coming up on this tour, which are all throughout the listening area, and they can find out about that on our website at LostRadioRounders.com, but each show will be a little different. You'll hear the same sort of core songs, but you'll hear some different songs from different facts at each show. So we don't make the show a static thing.
Oh, absolutely not. None of our shows are the same. We always switch in, switch out songs. We keep it interesting for ourselves and audiences as well. But certainly, we'll be all around your, terrestrial radio area, down the Hudson Valley, down in Newburgh, Warwick, New York. We're playing the Albert Wisner Library in Warwick, which was just named Library Journal's 2016's Best Small Library of the Year. So
there's
a
feather. Count for some.
HVCC, Hudson Valley Community College, Gilderland Public Library, the Berkshire Athenaeum, Newburgh Free Library, Clifton Park, Half Moon Library, the Volusia Community Theater, and of course Mabee Farm. And again, as Michael mentioned, you can find out the full schedule on wasradiorounders.com. What surprises you about this music? They don't make them like they used to, do they?
They don't make them like they used to. You know, Bill Clinton used a Fleetwood Mac song as it stood for a campaign song. Back in the day, these campaign songs were very specific, written, for the style and manner of each candidate. And I think the thing that's not surprising, maybe it will surprise our listeners, but that's not surprising to us, is as you go back, you find out that everything that's ever happened in a campaign has happened once before. So it's interesting, all the nuttiness that goes on in these songs, and the people seem really entertained by that element.
Because we're at a point now where if you have, let's just say, a sort of bigger-than-life, oversized candidate who is using a song that perhaps you don't like that person, and you're the songwriter or the artist, you say, yeah, I don't want you to use that song.
Well, these songs come from the days before we had recorded music, the most part. Yeah, some of them were in that era, but for the most part. So that's the reason they use these familiar melodies, is that melody would catch your ear. You know the tune of Yankee Doodle, and then you hear these other words. So that's why they were used in that way.
When you look at, do you have favorites here? I mean, is there one better campaign songs than others?
You know, we're really proud of this record. So I think taken as a whole, they tell a story. So I don't know if I necessarily have favorites. The humorous ones, like Grandfather's Hat, you played us in with, the backstory on that is that William Henry Harrison had been president. His grandson was running for president. And his party was saying Grandfather's Hat fits Ben. And the other party was saying, no, it doesn't. Grandfather's Hat does not fit Ben at all. So I think to some extent we like the humorous ones, but they all come together and tell a story. And there is a lot of humor in this program. We put this together basically just as an escape from what's going on right now, quite frankly,
Escape is good. We'll take escape.
Yeah. In terms of favorites, some of them it's just the pull of a really familiar melody. When you're playing a Stephen Foster melody, it doesn't get better than that.
They were smart back in the day. They used a lot of Stephen Foster melodies.
Yeah.
So when you look at the songs you have to choose from and what you and how you work the program, and you mentioned this earlier that you know the program can change from event to event, but what is it? How much history do you want to give us between the songs? How much do you narrate this and bring us to that place and time to put that particular song into a context?
We generally run the show chronologically, and people can see a progression that goes along. But we put a few different types of songs in the program, and it's reflected on the album. For instance, the George Washington and John Adams songs on the album are tribute songs. They were written after someone was elected, maybe before they were inaugurated. So they are not the true campaign songs. But we also have songs for individual candidates, and we have songs on issues. So in there, on the record, there's an emancipation song. There's a song about women's suffrage. And there's a song about the temperance movement, a.k.a. Prohibition. So all these things come together. We try to represent different parties, not just major parties. We try to play songs from candidates that didn't win the
election.
Yeah. We do. We try to play
a lot
songs.
Of them.
Yeah. More of them. As well, yes.
So you know, as far as the history, if we're going down to Valencia, we're probably going to play all the Martin Van Buren versus William Henry Harrison songs that we know and talk a lot about.
And why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't we? You know? So.
And, you know, it is entertainment at the end of the day. It's entertainment. It's not a history class. So we give you just enough history to entertain you. And if you're more interested in the subject, you can button holes later and we'll talk at more length.
I think what we generally say about all of our programs is if you come and see us, you're going to get some Jeopardy answers, but you're not going to get anything that helps you with your math. Master's thesis. Right. Nothing is going to help you with your thesis.
In doing these type of programs, so when you have an album like this, I assume this will then come in handy in 4 years, right? When we have another election.
Well, that's true, but I think what Michael and I are going to do with this program in non-election years is transition a little bit and maybe play some songs that are more about more ballads, I guess, than election songs. That, you know, ballads that talk about politicians. We can even play a song that was written by a politician in this program next year.
You Are My Sunshine from Little Jimmy Davis.
Yeah, written by
Louisiana governor. So.
Well, you know,
the other dirty little secret, Joe, is we can steal from our program. So we can yeah. do a song.
It's your program. You can do whatever the hell you want, right?
Yeah, we have, you know, songs about soldiers and sailors, and some of those songs we can move from this program to the other. So,
When it comes to the songs, you're both musicians. Yeah. Do you find really good music and lyrics here? I mean, do you find things? I mean, they're novelties. But do you find like really good craftsmanship?
Yeah, we have a rule in Lost Radio Rounders. It has to be an American folk song over 50 years old. So that does give us a certain box we can fit. But when you go back, I mean, again, to use Stephen Foster sort of as the litmus, I mean, his lyrics and music are just incredible. There are a few songs in Politics and Patriots that we include more for their historical value, but the melody is still there. It's just some of the lyrics aren't as brilliant as, say, what Foster might have done. Other songs, there really are some fantastic tunes.
And
here.
When we looked in the Silver Book, there were so many songs in there that we only had to choose the ones that were really the cream of the crop. I mean, he really was thorough. So, yeah.
Part of the folk process is making the music your own. A song like Adams and Liberty has, is that one 11 verses or something?
Eight verses.
We do two or three.
Yeah.
So we're judicious in how we present the material. We don't present it, you know, as...
Right. And that, to me, I would think, would be the fun part.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, they used to have things called broadside ballads. And, you know, this is before TV, radio, any of the recordings. And, you know, it would have like 12 verses about the ballad of Battle of Saratoga. Michael and I, we do the Battle of Saratoga. We do it with 5 verses, and it covers it very well. You know, so not in this program, but you follow what I'm saying. The broadside ballads. We don't feel compelled to sing all 15 verses of something.
We get the idea.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the fun part on one side of the stage. Once we're actually playing, the fun part is just people start singing along. You hear them laugh at these lines that they've never heard before. It shows you they're listening. So that's the real engaging part when we're on stage.
And then when this is done, because the new album is out, so how many, you're good for how many albums a decade? What?
Lately.
Well, we've done one a
year
the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done one a year the last 2 years. We'll see what happens, what comes up next. But
a lot of folk songs out there waiting to be done.
Sure.
There's all this stuff in Michael's brain, and it has to come out somewhere. So.
Well, the new CD is Lost Radio Rounders, Politics and Patriots, and you can find out more about all of this by going to LostRadioRounders.com, LostRadioRounders.com. And as we mentioned, they are going to be on the road. They begin on Thursday night at Mabee Farm Historic Site in Rotterdam, and then, as I mentioned, Valencia, Clifton Park, Newburgh, Pittsfield, Gilderland, Troy, and Warwick, just to name some, and you can find out about all of them by going to LostRadioRounders.com. Tom, Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Great pleasure
to have you on the program. Best of luck. Have fun. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Come brave and true men all, get ready for the coming election day, when we will fight anew our country's battles and the country's call obey. Our swords will be the free man's ballot, our field the ballot box. I tell you what, we'll give the anti some pretty stiff hard knocks. Hurrah, hurrah for Grant, hurrah. Now wake up, boys, election's coming for election, boys.